Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor. They can be sent to Erica at collingwoodtoday.ca. Please include your full name, an address and phone number for verification. The following letter is in response to an earlier published story entitled, Integrity Commissioner Finds Commie Breached Confidentiality Clause in Code of Conduct. Editor, the recent finding of the Integrity Commissioner against former councillor Tina Commie appears to be more about freedom of speech and members of council disliking what Commie said. Having sat through the July 19 on-camera Zoom meeting of town council, where the said complaint originally transpired, it's appalling to me that the Integrity Commissioner would have even proceeded with this ludicrous accusation. Quite obviously, on camera another council member had someone enter the room. There were no ramifications for him, nothing said. Who is to say someone is not sitting outside every member's room observing the meeting, if that's what this issue is really about? Also, Councillor Commie's son entered during the training session part of that meeting, which the principles and integrity constituted it as no more than a technical breach. The Integrity Commissioner ruled Commie breached the code of conduct in their final report. They commented Commie's response, what is a parent to do, regarding her son's entrance into the room was sarcastic, unnecessary and dismissive. Is it about confidentiality or behavior? The training taking place at the time was for how to handle this exact situation of in-camera meetings. The matter was more about Commie's response than her son entering the room. Collingwood has lost a valuable member of council. Ironic? Maybe the irony here is whose integrity is really in question? Sharon Bailey Collingwood, on.